Hi, everybody, and welcome to another night. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another night of Blog Talk Radio and Spiritual Connections Radio. You're, of course, listening to Claire Whitman, who has her radio show every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and we call this radio show Intuitions with Claire. Claire's been a gifted intuitive with plenty of psychic ability since birth. Great story. If you missed any of it, you can go back to the replays that are in the archive. You get to them by going through the main link that you went to get to this radio show. And you can go back and listen to her story and stuff like that. And with that, Claire, are you there?
I sure am. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I just got done, as you know, I live in Tampa, Florida. And
mm-hmm.
I was just up, I just flew in from New Jersey this morning.
Really?
And, I was up in your neck of the woods. So I took my two little girls up to Lake George, and I was staying at a resort up there, which is called the Sagamore, which is
uh-huh.
in Bolton Landing. And just an absolutely incredible weekend of swimming and just laying around and doing some reading. And, you know, the girls love swimming, and we got a chance to grab one of those big boats and go out on the lake for a few hours, and just an incredible weekend.
That is fantastic. What were you reading?
I was reading some of the old materials that I was reading when I was like 11 years old, which was from Jane Roberts and Seth Speaks. And,
oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's some of the original material that goes back years and years from one of the first original, I shouldn't say the first original channels. I know there's some channels that go way back. But
mm-hmm.
for me, my introduction to spirituality, my first introduction was Jane Roberts. And, of course, all the teachings of what we call the materials, which was Seth. And for some reason, I find that a lot of my spiritual guidance comes from a lot of earth-based angels.
Absolutely.
Who will be talking to me one day and go, oh, you know, I remember you talking about this, you know, this idea you had about, you know, allowing emotions to clear, you know, instead of resisting
mm-hmm.
them. And they said, you know, did you read such and such, and did you go back and read those materials from Seth? And I was like, wow, you know, I haven't thought about the Seth materials in, you know, probably about 35 years.
Wow,
so,
oh my goodness.
So it was really neat to kind of do that. But, you know, at the same time, I like to have a lot of balance. I was spending probably about 95% of the time being present and just enjoying, you know, sitting with my girls. And, you know, both
Absolutely.
My little girls are very intuitive. And they love to just sit, and they ask me questions about everything. And, you know, I sit there and I just give them, you know, philosophy and spiritual teachings and whatever comes to mind. And I think this weekend I was talking to my daughter, and we were going over. She was asking me, "What are we doing tomorrow?" You know, and I said, "Well," I said, "Where are you now?" She goes, "I'm here." And I said, "Well, what's going on now?" She goes, "Excuse me." She goes, "I'm swimming." I said, "Well, are you enjoying what you're doing now?" And she said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Well, the only thing that matters is now."
Exactly.
I said, what happened a minute ago or a day ago doesn't matter. And, you know, what happens, you know, tomorrow, you know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So let's enjoy right now.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I think we kind of talked about that before. We talked about the fact that if you're looking to make any type of transformation, I don't like to use the word change, because change is kind of like, you know, let's take something that's broken and make it into something else that's broken.
Exactly.
But if we talk about transformation, if we talk about wanting to become the next best thing on whatever you can be, I think we talk about the fact that that transformation can only take can only happen in the present. You're not going to do that in the future, and you're not going to do it in the past. And with that said, we can talk about time travel and astral travel another time.
Absolutely, absolutely, totally know what you're talking about. I do like the word, as you say, transformation, as opposed to change, because change sounds something that is very, it sounds like you have to change from a bad thing to a good thing, you know what I mean? It's not about a bad mm-hmm. thing at the time, it's about, like you said, a transformation, or sometimes change sounds very permanent, you know what I mean? And there may be some things that we don't want to change into permanently, you know? Like, well, yeah. I have to do this kind of change of job. Well, why did you change the job? Well, I wasn't so happy there. Well, do you think that with this change, there's going to be a new good job that you're going to be getting into? So I do like that word, transformation, definitely. Definitely.
What are we talking about tonight, Claire?
Tonight we are going to talk about our chakras and how amazing they are. You're familiar with chakras, I'm sure, Mark, correct?
Chocolate? I love chocolate.
Chakras! I personally love chocolate, too. I'm more of a Godiva girl myself.
It's a little bit of a game I used to play with my girls when they were very young, as they would always...
Uh-huh.
You know, they'd always, you know, use words and everything. And, you know, through it, you know, I think I gave them a very probably sick sense of humor and very sarcastic probably. But at the same time, I didn't do it intentionally. I just used to just love playing around with them. And I used to always do a play on words. And I think because of it, they're very, very critiqued in the way they use their words and what words they use. And I would do things like that, like, you know, they get in the car on a Saturday and say, where do you want to go? And they go, we want to go to gymnastics. I said, we're going to go buy some elastics? And they're like, no. And they're like, no, Daddy, we're going to go to gymnastics.
That's hysterical.
So I had to do that. I had that. The inner child in Mark was coming out to play, and you know, I couldn't help when you asked me about chakras. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you've ever picked up the book, The Wheels of I think it's called The Wheels of Life.
Uh-huh.
And and I'm actually going to Google that while I talk about it for a second. So I think it's called The Wheels of Life. And it's basically a book that talks about the chakras.
Okay.
It's a great written book. I mean, it's got so much material in it. I think it's actually called The Wheels of Life. And the interesting thing about it is there's just like, you know, the thing is like War and Peace. It's about 700 pages. Just,
wow.
You know, it's like
a novel.
Everything. And, you know, as a spiritual person, I love information as much as the next person, but I have to say with that book, it's kind of like everything you didn't want, you know, everything you wanted to know and didn't want to know about chakras and then some. You know, you find a book like that and it just goes into so much detail. But yeah, I do understand the chakras quite a bit. I do a couple different meditations that are very interesting. Matter of fact, if you want, I can actually tell you about one of the meditations I do later on that has to do with chakras. It was really interesting because it involved animal totems.
That's amazing. Okay, I'm so interested to hear about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we can talk about that one later, you know,
sure.
A little bit into the show. But why don't you go ahead and tell me about chakras?
What I find so amazing about chakras is that, as we know, there are seven major chakras, and then there's like a million tiny, teeny little ones that are kind of surrounding the chakras. What I find amazing about them is that each chakra is so important to its positioning. For example, I adore the third eye chakra, for myself at least, because I know that that is my chakra that I channel the most energy from. And when my third eye chakra is crystal clear, I'm totally on it for everything. I can feel things. I can see things. My intuition will be dead, dead, dead on. But then sometimes when it gets a little foggy or congested, I feel foggy or congested. You know what I mean? So then when I start kind of getting into the chanting zone, when I start getting into the meditation zone, I'll feel really, really, really good about it clearing, and I could literally feel the chakra clearing out itself, and it'll be a complete difference from day to night. I really find it amazing that yoga can clear out so much negative energy in the chakras as well. And I feel like when I am doing yoga or when I'm practicing with some of my yoga instructors, I feel like they'll tell me a yoga position or a yoga pose to take on, and they'll be like, Claire, go into warrior two. And I'm like, what does warrior two have to do with my sacral chakra? And they're like, just do it. And I'll feel it opening up to this, like, to like a rapid energy that is just completely spinning outwards. And I'll just be like, oh my gosh, the warrior pose connects so much to my sacral chakra, because there are times where I'm feeling like all of this, just like, gosh, there's nothing about me that is physically or emotionally attractive. Why am I feeling this way? What is the problem? What is going on here? And then channeling that warrior pose makes me feel like my own inner warrior, like I'm really pushing forward. You know what I mean? It's amazing how the chakras have all of this alignment and how they can just completely, completely balance you out. So that's personally what I love the most about the chakras and how everything comes together with them, basically. Do you have a particular favorite chakra, Mark?
People say that I have a very large heart chakra.
I believe that.
Yeah, so it's amazing, you know. And I think that's one of the interesting things that I find so interesting as I've been on my journey and meeting a lot of different spiritual people is I always like to see what people observe, like what their abilities
uh-huh.
are. And it's almost like the true namaste of, you know, I see the light in you, you see the light in me. And it's like, you know, I've had people who approached me, and it's interesting because you can meet like three different psychics, if you want to call it, or intuitives. And you can ask each of them to connect in with you, and each of them will come back with something different. And it's not
yes.
that they'll come up with anything in conflict. It's not like, you know, am I going to go buy a car tomorrow, and you're going to get a yes, no, and yes. It's not that type of conflict I'm talking about, or validation. It's more of, it's like every person is tuned into like a different frequency, and it's like one person, you know, would come back and, you know, would say something about, oh, you know, you might get a card tomorrow. Someone else might say, hey, you know, you're going to go to the beach tomorrow. And then someone else will come back and say something else. So it's like you almost get like different perspectives. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think in the spiritual area, a lot of people get conflicted with that. I know, you know, I work with a number of healers around the world. We do a lot of remote healing work. And you'll get two or three people who are doing some work on someone who might be going through chemo. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, if you're doing any type of note sharing or anything with a person, you know, the person who's going through the chemo might come back and say, well, you know, it's really weird. I was working with three different healers. One of them came back and worked on a certain chakra. Another one came back and worked on a different chakra. And the third one worked on my energy field. But it didn't really work on my chakras per se. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's kind of like, well, who, you know, what is it? Like, who is doing the right job? And, you know, which one was right and which one was wrong? And, you know, the answer to that is none of them, because all of them have their abilities. They're all gifted in a certain way. It's not that one is better over than the other. It's just that they pick up on information in different ways. So I guess my heart chakra is probably my favorite chakra. I've been doing a lot of advanced sacred geometry studies, and I've actually been going back and listening to some lectures from a number of people around the world about different things. And one of them was lecturing last night. I was listening to it on YouTube, and they were talking about the fact that everything you need to know about, you know, like you hear people talk about the, I call it the records or the Akashic records. Or you have every person there's like a different pronouncing of that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this idea that you can do records readings, and you can basically go in and give somebody what I consider to be like a higher level reading than just like a regular card reading. It's almost like, I know when I do my Akashic records readings for people, it almost comes back, it looks like this advanced level of poetry or high level philosophy coming through on the nature of the person versus, you know, what are they going to eat tomorrow kind of thing. And what was interesting, where I was going with this, is that the guy that was lecturing yesterday was saying that pretty much all the information for the entire universe, of everything you need to know about anything that's going to happen, was going to happen, or will happen, is actually written inside of the energy field, inside of, like, right near your heart. So within your heart space, if you can go within that space, you can actually find the answers to everything you need. And I thought that was a really interesting idea, because I think a lot of people who do intuitive readings or do Akashic Records readings or something like that, it's all about connecting with something out there. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you do the lessons on how to do records readings, it's like you almost have to envision yourself going up on a cloud and going into this huge Roman building like the library and pulling the Book of Life for that person off and pulling some information out of it. So it's almost like that idea of going outside. And I think for a lot of the spiritual teachings, there's this idea that you can actually, you know, that pretty much, you know, that everything you need is inside of yourself. And we spend a lot of time, and I know we've kind of talked about this in the way of talking about relationships and stuff like that, but we spend a lot of time looking for things outside of ourselves when we should be looking inside ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about relationships, we talk about the fact we have to love ourselves first before we can love anybody else.
That is so true.
That, you know, before you need someone to nurture you, you need to nurture yourself first.
That is so true.
So I think the heart chakra is key, because I think from the heart chakra, I think everything is possible. I'm a big believer in the lower chakras versus the upper chakras and how they connect in the heart. So you're connecting almost earth, you know, coming up from the ground and heaven coming through the crown, that all that energy really combines in the heart. So it's kind of like a meeting place for the earth and the heavens, for those energies to come through.
Absolutely.
I think it was a long answer to what you were asking.
A simple heart chakra would have been better, but it's okay. But it's quite all right. I do appreciate the heart chakra as well. Have you ever noticed the effects of the heart chakra when it's closed? Because I surely, unfortunately, have.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see. And it's also very interesting to see what happens when you open it, when you actually open
it wider and wider.
And, you know, if you follow the teachings, depending on what your religious beliefs are, but if you follow the teachings of Jesus, there's a general philosophy, and I don't know how much it's accepted globally, but there's a general philosophy that all healing of any type, they say at any given time, I think there's 3,000 healing modalities, you know, everything from Reiki to whatever you want to think of. And they say that all healing modalities basically take place from the heart.
Yes.
That all healing has to come from the heart. Now, I've seen healings occur from different chakras, and that actually can be harmful.
Yes.
And that can be like a whole different discussion sometime. But what they were saying about Jesus is that Jesus was able to heal at the level he was able to heal at because he actually had his heart open 360 degrees. And I think as most healers, I think we try to strive for that, to be so unconditionally loving, to be able to have our heart open that wide so that we could allow healing to come in at that level.
That is very powerful, Mark. Very, 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 very powerful. Because how can we heal somebody if we had an argument with one of our siblings today and are still holding on to that anger, that grudge, you know what I mean? So that is very powerful, and I do believe in what you're saying, that it does make perfect sense. And I do believe it to be true. Your heart chakra, your heart period, has to be completely open to accept and give love and to heal yourself as well as others. So I definitely have noticed the effects of when the heart chakra is closed to when it's opening wider and wider and wider, because it rains for sure. It surely rains on how you feel as a person.
Yeah.
What I also...
I think,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think one of the most common phrases I've been hearing lately, which I think is so powerful, if you're a healer out there and you really think about the nature of the healing you do, the key phrase is, I heal in myself what I heal in you.
I heal? Oh, I like that. I like that. I might start using that.
And it's interesting because it just really talks about the fact that we generally, in some situations, will attract, and I think this has to do with a lot of things in life. I mean, if we talk about soulmates or twin flames or partners of any type or relationships of any type, we generally attract mirrors for our growth. And we attract things we need to learn. That's the reason why if you come out of one bad relationship and you go right in and all of a sudden 6 months later you're in the same situation, it's like the lesson is repeating itself because you haven't learned it yet.
Exactly.
The interesting thing about it is that soulmates, you know, if you want to call them, like, you know, people think of soulmates as this like huge romantic model idea. Oh, I want a soulmate. Cannot wait to have a soulmate. Soulmates in general are probably the ones that are going to just really push your buttons.
Yes.
You know, most people would probably say that for every divorce you've been through, most of those are your soulmates, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, any type of relationship that's really pushed you to your boundaries is probably a soulmate relationship. Be careful what you ask for.
Yes, that's for sure. Be careful what you manifest to the universe because you'll get it back. That's very, very funny. I think that was very powerful. I like that saying quite a bit. I really do. And I think also what I really do like a lot about the chakras is the philosophy behind them. That we're all one, that we have to have unity within us, and that our wheels of light should be spinning in a positive direction. Because if not, you're going to be receiving that kind of negative energy that they're spinning back to you. So I really do like the chakras a lot, and I learn so much about them every day. I wouldn't say that I know everything about the chakras, because I definitely don't. I always feel like I could be learning more and more and more and more. And I definitely love how the chakra energy is so united, and how when they are all open, you are open as a person, as an individual, and just able to feel and see so much so clearly. So I definitely think that is totally awesome. Totally. So I do love the chakras quite a bit.
Did you want me to talk about my chakra animal totem meditation for a minute, and then we can go to
sure.
callers? Sure,
I would love to.
We've got quite a few people waiting to talk to you.
Okay.
So I'll just do this as a quick vision so that people can get the feeling of this. And I'm not sure how many people out there have done self-guided or whatever type of meditations, but this is called the Animal Totem Chakra Meditation. And basically the way it works is you start by envisioning the color of your first chakra, and your first chakra is your base chakra. And when you envision that chakra, what you want to do is think about what animal comes to mind. So, you know, I'll say this, and I wouldn't do this during a meditation because I don't want people to place animals that I'm telling them into their chakras, but you might see a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the second chakra, and we say, okay, what animal do you get? Maybe you get a falcon. We go to the third chakra, and maybe you get like a, what else could we have, the fox. You know, and so as you go through each of the chakras, you envision what animal comes to mind. And once you get done, you can either take a break as you're doing this and just simply write down the animal you get within that chakra. And then when you're done, you should have seven animals.
Mm-hmm.
And what you normally would do is you go and get one of the animal books and just look up your animal guide and say, okay, well, the first chakra was a bear. And the first chakra has to do, as you know, with our security, our root, our grounding, our financial foundations, our security. You know, all that really comes from the first chakra. So if you go and you read what is the bear? You know, what is the characteristics of the bear? and say, well, why would I get a bear? Like, what's going on in my life right now that I would get a bear in my first chakra?
Uh-huh.
And you'll notice as you do that for each of the animals that you go through each of the chakras to figure out what the chakras are. So that's simply how the animal totem chakra meditation works. And,
I love that.
I love doing that, and I generally just kind of set it to some background music, and I just kind of talk people through each of the chakras. And but you could simply do that with 10 or 15 minutes just sitting in a chair with your eyes closed with some nice music on in the background and just go through each of the chakras. I like to take both of my hands and just place them on my chakra. I say my first chakra. Think about the animal. The second chakra.
I love that. I love that. I can't wait to look more into that. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. So with that,
cool.
Are you ready for some phone calls?
I'm ready. I hope they're ready.
All right. Amy, you are on with Claire.
Hi. How are you, Amy?
Hi, Claire.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful.
And
how can I help you?
My question is, do you see there's a job that I'm putting in for, and I was calling to see, do you see me changing jobs?
I actually do. I do feel a transition coming up for you with your career, and I feel like there's going to be a very positive energy that's going to overcome for you. I definitely feel that you need to be more focused, and you do need to have more confidence in this, and you need to have more emotional security in yourself, because people really will gravitate to that. And what will happen is that if they feel like you're a little bit insecure about something, they're not going to give you the transition. They're not going to say, well, this is somebody I feel is going to be really, really good for this job. They're going to say, I really liked her a lot. She had a really good energy, but I'm not sure what's going on where she doesn't seem so secure in herself. So I do feel that there is going to be a transition coming for you for work. But my advice is be more confident in yourself, for sure. Thank you for your call, Amy. It was great talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great. Denise, you are on with Claire.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Claire. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California. And, Claire, I, too, have a question regarding employment. I'm in the middle of a job search, and I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me soon.
Well, what kind of opportunities are you looking for?
I'm looking for something in management, something a little creative.
I do feel that you need to express your creative energy for sure, because there's so much of it that's within you that's bottled up, is what I'm picking up on. And I'm really feeling that your energy is dying to be expressed, basically. I feel like there's going to be two good opportunities that you are going to be getting some information on by Friday, is what I'm picking up. I do see that one opportunity is going to involve a little bit of a commute, is what I'm picking up on. And I feel like the second opportunity is going to involve you working from home. Go for the work from home, because I do see that you will be able to really zone in to that job opportunity for sure. Good luck, and definitely thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, this is Carla calling from
Florida. Hi, how are you?
Great. I have a question on my career. Do you see any opportunities coming my way or any changes with my career? I work for myself presently.
Are you looking to add some people to work with you?
I was told that could be coming up shortly.
I do feel that, actually. I feel like you're going to start working with people a little bit more closely, is what I'm picking up on. I don't know if you'll be, like, recruiting them,
But I do feel like there's going to be a lot of people, not a lot of people, I want to say maybe like 4 new people that you will be working with closely is what I'm picking up on. And what I see is that that's going to allow you to maybe branch off a little bit and do something a little bit different for you.
Okay. When do you see this happening, a change like that?
I feel this taking place sometime, I want to say around there. I feel this happening like within the next 3 weeks, 21 days is what I'm really feeling.
Okay. Well, is it like an opportunity being presented for me to change or, you know, and then I like take it or something like that?
I feel like it'll be the opportunity that'll really present itself and I feel like you'll definitely take it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, Sue.
Okay.
Hey, Donna, you're on with Claire.
Oh, great. Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, the question, I've been talking to a fellow that lives on the East Coast in Massachusetts. His name is Jack, and I wanted to know if you saw this going, you know, further and if I'd be going out there to visit him or...
Where are you from now?
California.
Oh, so it's quite long distance.
I have another friend there, though, an elderly friend. That's how we met.
Oh, okay, so you're not seeing two people. It's just Jack you're talking about.
Yeah, the elderly friend is trying to get us together.
Okay, so there's a little bit of a matchmaking thing going on. I do feel that they're going to be really, really good vibes that will push through, but you do have to make the connection to one another. I think that once you two see each other, it'll be something good. Do I feel it being very long term? Not really. I feel like it's going to be something that will work itself out. I feel like the distance is what's going to cause a lot of the distance is going to be something that will cause a bit of confliction.
Okay, because I can move there.
That's a good thing if you have the opportunity and you feel like you're falling
for
the ground.
Well, my elderly friend is going to leave me his home. He's 90.
God bless him.
That's
so nice.
Huh?
God bless him. That's very kind of him.
Well, he has no children, and I've been like a daughter to him for 30 years.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Which is nice, you know, and I would like to take care of him if he needs my help, too.
Why wouldn't you? Of course, that would be a wonderful thing to do. I think that things will work out as long as you gap the distance. Thank you so much for your call, sweetheart. Have a great
evening.
Thank
you.
Hi, you're
Hello.
On with Claire.
Hi, Claire. This is Tonetta calling you from Pennsylvania.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
What's happening, Tonetta?
Okay. Bottom line, my question is, what is going to be the outcome here with Danny and the situation at hand? And also, will he move in my home with everything that has happened?
Did you and I speak last week?
No, we did not speak last week.
I feel your energy so strong. I feel like we have a past life connection. Oh, my goodness. What I can really feel is that this situation that has happened between you and him, do you feel like it's causing confliction?
Yes. You want me to tell you what he's done, or?
Yes, please.
He was having a romance here with me, and I thought me and him, you know, and I trusted him, and I thought things were moving forward, and I find out he's dipping his spoon elsewhere. And with other people, and he's involved with another woman right now, and I called him out on it, and I texted him last night, and I said, hey, what is going on here? And he denied it, and then I told him about it again this morning, and he accidentally sent me a text message that was supposed to go to her, and he said, yeah, I really enjoyed the quality time that we've been spending together, And I said, wait a minute, what is this? And I said, what was that for your girlfriend? And he said, it wasn't for you. And so I called my cell phone provider. I got my phone number changed because I'm tired of the text messaging. But at this point, what happens now? Is he going to come to his senses and want to sit down and talk about this? Because I feel like this new situation that he got going on, that ain't going to last. That's like the breeze. That's not going to last. That's not going anywhere.
You know what? I don't think it's going to last either. However, what I am going to tell you is this. You sound like a wonderful person with a wonderful heart. And if he doesn't see that and wants to dip his spoon, as you say, other places, let him. And you worry about you, not him. Obviously, you care about him. And I could understand how frustrating it could be going through what you're going through and how he's done these kind of things to you. But what I really do feel is that you need to worry only about you. Do not worry about him. If he's making these stupid, immature, childish decisions, you know what? Let him drag himself down. You don't drag yourself down with him.
Right.
I don't think that he's going to move in. I don't. I think that what he wants to do is kind of maybe take advantage of you a bit. Do you ever feel like he wants to take advantage of you?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I think that he wants to do this, and he wants to take advantage of you, obviously, to his benefit. My
uh-huh.
advice is for you to cut him out of your life right now. And I do think that it's the best thing that you've done by changing your number.
Correct.
When he wants to reach out to you, he'll find you, for sure. For sure, he'll find you.
When do you see him reaching out?
I think it's going to take a while. I'm going to be very honest with you. I think it's going to take a little while because he has put you on his back burner, Tonetta. He has. And he's thinking that, oh, she's always going to be there for me. She wants me. She goes, she's crazy about me. So I could do what I want. That's not the case. You're nobody's back burner.
Right, and I even put it on Facebook, and we have 25 mutual friends, and I'm not his friend on Facebook. I said, I got my phone number changed, and if this person keeps bothering me, the next step is I contact the police.
So, hold on, who keeps bothering you? He keeps bothering you?
Well, he kept texting me and driving me nuts, and I changed my phone number. So I put on Facebook that if he bothers me anymore, then I'm going to have to get the police involved, meaning if he comes to my door at 1 o'clock in the morning and causes a disturbance, I'm going to call the police.
So do you want to be in a relationship with him or not?
I did, but look what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I advise you to stay away from him. And this is the other thing that I'm going to advise you on. He knows you changed your number because obviously you're not responding to his text because the number isn't the same anymore.
Right,
so,
and the texts won't go through. So will he come to the door?
He probably won't, I'm going to be honest with you. And if he does, he's probably going to be intoxicated. So that probably has a lot of negative energy that you don't need to get involved. You don't need to project it to the world that you changed your number. You know what I mean? Let him find out on his own. Because what it looks like you're doing to him is that it makes it look like you want him to chase you. But it looks like you're intentionally trying to make him chase you. Thank you very much for your call, sweetheart. It was very nice talking to you. And if you ever have any other questions, please get in touch with me.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Oh, hi, Claire. This is Sharon from California.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How can I help you this evening?
I spoke to you last week about two gentlemen, and I've gone into the relationship with Ty that lives in San Jose here. And I'm just wondering, is this going to last, or is it going to be just for a few months, I'm getting up in years, and I'm tired of these men wanting to play games all the time.
I don't blame you whatsoever.
So I'm just, you know, checking it out and see what you have to say.
I think that you should continue with this relationship and see how things go. Do I see it being long-term? No, I really don't. And the only reason why I feel it not being long-term is because he isn't going to give you what you want in terms of a relationship. I feel like you two are very different, is what I'm picking up on. And I feel like you're on a much higher level than he is, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, is what I'm picking up on. I do feel like it'll be a good relationship just kind of, you know, like for fun. But I don't think that it's something that has a lot of future in it.
Okay.
But definitely see how things go. I do feel you meeting somebody new, I'm picking up the initial M, possibly something like maybe Manny or something like that. I feel a very good vibe, definitely, definitely. And I feel like you two will be meeting through mutual friends. Thank you very much, Sharon. I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. My name's Rhonda. How are you today?
Hi, Rhonda. I'm doing well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful. I'm just wondering if you see any direction in which my love relationship is going.
Any relationship in which your love relationship is going?
Any direction, sorry.
Any direction, no problem. Tell me what's going on in the relationship.
He suffers from PTSD. And I believe he loved me, but he gets close and he pulls away.
Okay, so he's a little bit hot and cold.
Yeah.
What I feel is that he's carrying a lot of baggage from his past. And I feel that he's also carrying a lot of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm picking up on is that you've always been very helpful with him. And you've always been very, like a lending hand, like somebody to reach out for him. But I feel like for some reason he feels as if he doesn't deserve the kind of emotional security you give to him. I feel that once you two break down these walls, these barriers, I feel like things will really move forward for you two. There is a very lasting relationship that you two are going to embark on, is what I'm picking up. I really do feel that.
How? I mean, I know I can't, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. And what you're saying is very, very accurate at this point. So how do I help him heal himself? Because I know only he can.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So I know he is the only one that can do that. I can't heal him. He has to be able to take care of himself.
Absolutely. He has to want to heal himself, and he has to want to accept the love and security that you give to him. If he doesn't, what you're going to have to do is, and not as a trick, not as a game, you have to kind of maybe pull away a little bit so that he can see, wait, if I don't get my stuff together, if I don't get my act together, I'm going to be alone. And I know I'm never going to find somebody as good as her being you. And I have to start to want to accept her as a person and want to accept her for everything that we can do together. Not everything that she can bring to me, but everything that we can do together. And I think it's more that you kind of have to distance yourself so that he can kind of wake up.
Right. And, you know, this distancing myself has been on my mind quite heavily for the last week. And I'm really contemplating, okay, now's the time. Now's the time for me to really pull back. Is he going to, gosh, I don't want to say is he going to come back to me because, you know, I know it's not going to make me or break me, but do you see him coming back?
I do. I'm going to be very straightforward. I feel like the first couple of days he's not going to get it. He may think that, oh, maybe she's busy or maybe she's mad at me or all right, I'll just give her some space. But then when he sees that he's starting to get lonely and he's starting to feel a little bit empty, he's going to be like, hey, what's going on? And then that's when you have to be very straightforward with him and be like, well, listen, this is what's going on and this is what's happening. And I feel that you're having a hard time accepting everything it is that I have to give. So I'm not going to waste our energy, our time, on something that is not working out best for you or me.
Okay.
He will come back if you just open the door for him, for sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck. It was nice talking to you.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
And I have it's a relationship question. I've been talking to these two gentlemen, and I've never met either one of them, but I was just kind of torn between which one I should go to.
Tell me about them. What's going on?
Well, I mean, they're both a little bit – I live in Washington State, and, I mean, they're both long distance. One – and I just – you know, one I've been talking to off and on for a couple of years, and it's just like for some reason – it wasn't the right time to meet. I mean, there's, you know, there's a time and place when you need to meet, and always something came up, and then now we started talking again. Very nice guy. And we decided we want to meet, and then there's this other guy I've been talking to for about 2.5 months, and, you know, we do have, I can't say we have a lot of, we have feelings, I mean, but we've never met. So I'm just kind of, you know, I'm just trying to figure out which one I should go, you know, what do you see?
Can I be straightforward with you?
Yeah.
I don't feel a good vibe off of either of them.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. I feel like they both bring too much confusion to themselves, let alone to the actual relationship. I do see that something long distance is only going to cause you a lot of emotional strain.
Right.
So
one of them is a long, long distance. I mean, it is. It's clear across the state. But the other one isn't that far. I mean, it's, you know, but you still feel that one's not either.
I do. I feel like they're not going to really work out for you the best way. I feel that you're going to meet somebody by the name of Nicholas is what the visions are showing me. And I actually see that you're going to meet him within the next 8 days is what I'm picking up on. And I feel like this is somebody that you're going to be feeling very, very, very connected with. He's about two years older than
you. I'm going to meet, he's older than me. So am I going to meet him out and about, or am I going to meet him online, or how am I going to do this? Just curious.
I feel like you're going to be meeting him out while you're out is what I'm picking up on. And I do see like you're going to find out that you have some mutual friends.
Oh, okay.
Good luck. Thank you very
much
for your call.
Thank you so
much. Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. This is Miriam in California.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. My question is, I do energy work, and I've been working on manifesting money, and just wanted to know what you see coming up for me or what I should work on.
I think you should keep doing what you're doing because I do see that there's going to be some money coming in for you. I see that there's going to be some kind of maybe like electric transfer. Is what I'm picking up on.
Oh,
what
okay.
I do really feel like there's going to be a very, very strong vision coming forward to you. Continue manifesting your energy because you're definitely doing it right. However, keep negative people out of your life because they will be a big damper to all of the energy work that you've been doing.
Oh, wow. Okay. I kind of figured that. Okay.
Okay. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Just takes a second to switch between calls.
No worries.
All right, you're on with Claire.
Hello?
Hello, you're on with Claire. Sounds like they had their phone muted. Hi, you're on with Claire.
Claire?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? My question is...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, hi, Anne.
Hi. My question is, do you still get any of my belongings back from a previous residence?
You repeat your question again?
Do you see me getting any of my belongings back from a previous residence?
I do.
You do?
I do. I see it's going to take a little while, but I do see this happening. You just have to keep persisting and keep doing what you've been doing.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Let's try that without the mute button on. So what else do you want to talk about related to the chakras?
What I want to talk more about the chakras is that everybody obviously has chakras. I want to let everybody know that you can open up your chakras. You truthfully can. You just have to learn about them, and you have to be open to everything it is that the chakras elaborate on and everything else it is that the chakras talk about and how they connect to you, mind, body, and soul. Once you have energy and understanding about how they work, you'll feel so connected to them. And look into them, research them, you'll find such an amazing energy towards them. I remember when my chakras were completely, completely, completely down, totally closed off, and I had no idea. And here I am, an energy worker, a spiritualist, you know what I mean? And then I started opening them up, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is like I received a personal revelation. And it was absolutely amazing because I saw the light, so to speak, after they all came together. It took a little while. It wasn't something that happened overnight, that's for sure. It took a little while as to how opening up, how they started blossoming is what I'd like to call it. It took me about, gosh, maybe 4 weeks to open all of them. I don't know if that's a long time, but it definitely... I felt the change, and I knew that the change was performing within me. So it was a wonderful thing that I learned about them more and more and more.
Excellent. So we got a caller. Let's see if we can bring him online.
All right.
Hi, you're on with Claire. Hello? You're on with Claire. Dead air. All right.
I wonder what's going on.
Go ahead, Claire.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know. I thought maybe it was my line getting dead air, too. I need to think. I want to also talk about, have you ever read the book? I don't know if you have. I think it's more connected to women. Have you ever read the book called Hold Me Tight?
I don't.
It is a fantastic, fantastic book. It is about how we have to love ourselves, which I know that we often talk about, but it's finding more of the backlash of why we don't love ourselves. What has happened in our lives that makes us not love ourselves? To feel like we can accept love. Why do we feel like we could only give love but not accept it? And this book really, really has helped me a lot. I'm rereading it, and I do recommend it out to a lot of the listeners out there. Hold Me Tight. It is a fantastic read, and it teaches you all about loving you and accepting who you are before you can accept somebody else or before somebody else can accept you. It's a fantastic read.
Excellent. So why don't you go ahead and give out your website to everybody?
Sure. My website is www.thehealinggallery.com. You can get in touch with me there. It'll give you a listing of all of the information that I offer, all of the intuitive services, and how to get in touch with me personally.
Excellent. For everybody that's been listening, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're on with Claire Whitman, who is on every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. As always, you can call in and ask your questions at 646-716-9663. And we have so much gratitude for having Claire with us every week and sharing her gifts with us. So, you know, as always, thank you. So what what else have you been reading lately?
I'm not reading it, but not rereading it, I should say. I've read it before, and I'm looking to get into it again, and it's an amazing book. Everybody out there knows it. Many Lives, Many Masters. Amazing. As soon as I'm done with finishing Hold Me Tight, I'm going to jump right into Many Lives, Many Masters, because I think that there's so much that it just has to offer us that we're not, that our mind just doesn't have the capacity from time to time to understand. And I really do love everything it is that it has to offer and everything it is that it has to tell you as a person in your past lives and how it connects to the present life and the ability that we have in our past lives that maybe we don't see in our present life. I love Many Lives, Many Masters. Love it.
Mm. Yeah, I did my past life certification with Brian and his wife.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
Up at Omega, I want to say probably about 2.5 years ago. And I've worked with tons and tons of people around the country doing past life meditation. As a matter of fact, for anybody that's listening, if you go up to Spiritual Connections Radio and follow the link to Blog Talk, you'll see that there was a special Saturday event we ran about 3 weeks ago where you can actually listen to the re-recording or the replay of that. And it's me actually doing a complete sacred garden relaxation meditation along with a past life journey. And it's really great to listen to, and it's free, and it's my gift to everybody out there. And it's actually doing pretty good. I think we're up to about 490 people listening to it already. So,
wow, guess what? I'm going to be the next one to tune into that because I would love, love, love to hear it. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I love secret garden meditation. It's so healing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really great experience. Nothing to be afraid of. It's a nice meditation. Has lots of great music in it, and gives you a little bit of background. I do a little Q&A on it, answer some questions. And, if you listen to it a couple different times, you'll actually have a different, well, the sacred garden part of it in the beginning is the same, and it's meant just to be a healing space or a place of relaxation. But once you start the second part of the meditation, which is the actual past life experience or the journey, it'll actually be different for you for every time you do it. So you can actually go back and experience a couple of your different past lives, if that is something you believe in. Some people don't believe in that. But for the people out there that like to experience those type of things and have those experiences and see the different things they can see, it's a really good thing that's available to you as a tool. And you can just get to that by going through our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're actually in the middle of updating that website. We're going to have a page added that's actually going to show the history of every show, every guest, all the different topics, all the different replay links on one page, so that you don't actually have to go to Blog Talk and dig through the archives to find one of the older shows. It'll be in date order, and we're hoping to have that up by the end of this week. So as an example, the meditation one, you could just scroll down there and see it right away, but it's not available on the website yet. And with that, I think we're almost ready to close out the show. So as always, thank you, Claire. It's always amazing how quickly an hour goes. I think
it's
people
so
listen
true.
To me on the listen to me on the radio. They're so used to it. That's almost like my catchphrase. How quickly an hour goes. So it's always great to have everybody on. If you go to the Spiritual Connections Radio website, at the bottom you'll see an email link. There's also a newsletter sign up. And if you sign up for that, we'll send you information about the radio shows. There is an email link. If you have any comments or feedbacks about this show or any other show, feel free to send us your feedback, comments, suggestions, all that great stuff. We love hearing from everybody. And I think that's it. And I'm going to say goodnight, Claire, and I will talk to you next Monday. It's always great to have you on.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Mark, for having me.
No, it's always great. Have a great night.
You as well. Bye-bye.